Hey there. Welcome to this episode of Girls Just Want to Tell Stories, a show about friendship from childhood to middle age and all the stories in between. In this episode, we're telling stories about our appreciation of the traits and interests that make us unique and how friendship is built not only on common interests, but in honoring the different experiences and perspective each person brings into the relationship. Who'd have thought a young football fan and a gymnast would hit it off? But Katie and I did.
Hi, it's Katie.
And I'm Janine.
And we are girls that just want to tell stories. So we're going to start our number two episode just sort of looking back at some of the great feedback we got from all of our listeners from our first episode. And one of the things that I thought was awesome is we have listeners that have been friends with their besties for many more decades even than us. My friend Kathy in Montana said that she and her bestie have been friends for 55 years. So don't be surprised, Kathy, if I reach out to you at some point and say, well, what's your secrets to success with your friendship? And I know you had one too, Janine.
Yeah, it's been fun talking to people and not even realizing people that we know have these really, really long-term friendships. And but this happens to be a family member who her best friend, they've been friends for over 66 years. So far, I think they're the longest, but I venture to guess we might hear from some others that might even have a longer run with their BFF.
Yes. And we actually want to do some features with those long-term friends. And what did you think we should call it? I liked it.
I thought we should call it the BFF Spotlight, right? So where, yeah, we can bring other people's stories into the show. And people are like already asking me, well, when can I have a turn? I want to tell my story. And so,
oh dear,
we'll as we get more proficient in all of this, eventually we can probably have others join us. But initially we might just even feature those stories, right? We'll be the ones to kind of articulate or tell someone else's story.
Awesome. Yeah. Funny. When we first posted the podcast, you know, my son Kyle immediately calls me and he says, what do you know about a podcast? And I said, well, not a lot, next to nothing, but that's not stopping us. And it kind of reminded me of a funny little story. We were on our honeymoon in the Grand Caymans and we stop in this little shop and I must've been wearing my at the time, what, Los Angeles Raiders ball cap, because the dude looked at me as we're at the checkout stand. He goes, what you be knowing about the Raiders? Like, well, what do you want to know? I got it all. Got a little bit of it all. So, but anyway, Kyle has been a great support for us so far and our little behind the scenes techie. So just a little shout out to him.
Yes, yes. So, and this is where whenever you endeavor to do something new, right, it takes a lot of help, right? You know, and the more that you can reach out and get the help, the better your whatever you're trying to do will be. So we plan to get better every time by tapping into our experts and learning as we go. So thanks for your guys's patience and your suggestions as we go along too. So Katie, we were talking, we've had a lot of fun, you know, reminiscing about, you know, just what things we had in common that we liked when we were growing up. But what really struck both of us in our most recent conversation was how different really we were, even at, you know, that young age of 12 or so.
Correct.
We had different interests and we really thought that from a friendship perspective is important, right? That you don't necessarily need to have everything in common with the person to become friends with them. And in fact, our differences can enhance the richness of the friendship, right? Because,
sure,
you know, there are things that I came to know and learn about and love that you had interest in and likewise. And, but yet at the end of the day, we don't need to be clones of each other. So just because I liked something, doesn't mean that you have to like something. And so as you think about your friendships, you might really kind of, consider what are the differences and how have those made your friendships, you know, better and brighter and more filling, because you have a whole different perspective. You have a whole maybe other set of interests that you're exposed to as your friendship, you know, goes along.
Well, and I feel too, and I remember you were a gymnast and I knew nothing about being a gymnast. And I think it was on Kentucky Street, right? The studio.
Yep.
So I remember going in there one day, and this is sort of how you start revealing who you are and sharing who you are in your really initial stages of a friend. And you said, "Hey, watch." And you like all of a sudden started running across the mat and then did like a million flips. I'm like, "Oh my God, is she ever going to stop?" And it was funny. And then you got on the balance beam and you were like, you know, jumping around on the balance beam. I'm like, wow. So for me, it was like this whole new world seeing sort of, hey, that's my friend and look at the cool stuff that she could do. Now, not necessarily thinking that I wanted to do it or had to do it, but I really remember that as sort of an eye-opening moment for me. Like, wow, I'm seeing my friend in a different light doing something that she likes to do. And so I really feel like that was sort of expanded our friendship at the very beginning.
Yeah. And, you know, and when I walked into your bedroom the first time at your house and,
oh my God,
and see, you know, Kenny Stabler on the poster on the wall and, you know, then Oakland Raider banners on the wall. And I'm like, wow, this girl really likes this team and football. And now I had a, you know, my dad was a big 49er fan. And so I knew the game, but mostly I couldn't wait for the games to be over so that we could have the TV and watch what we wanted to watch. So that really did though. So that was another, you know, big difference for us. But over time, you know, we came to learn and appreciate about these other aspects of the person. But also, like you said, you weren't going to sign up for gymnastics and become a gymnast and, you know, do what I was going to do. And in fact, it wasn't even really a thing where I would have you participate as a friend to come watch necessarily, right? Like that was right. Kind of a one-off, right?
Right, so you, right.
And that was fine. And, you know, like in any relationship, having your separate things is also, I think, you know, important, like in a marriage too, you know, yes, you want to have things in common and do things together, but you know, it's good to have your different things. You probably don't remember the whole reason I did gymnastics in the first place was because I was such a klutz, which, you know, that didn't go away necessarily. I have a tendency to trip and to fall and so forth. But when I was a little kid, my balance wasn't very good. And as like a four-year-old, they, you know, had me doing things and suggested, hey, you might sign her up for gymnastics to help her not like run into the wall. So,
well, I have to say in 40 plus years of friendship, I didn't know that story. Yep. So that's an excellent story.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump back to the football piece for a minute because it's not like I was born like, oh, I love football. I remember I was a kid and it was Sunday and we wanted to watch cartoons. And my dad said, you get TV all week. This is my day. And we're like, Dad. And then the next thing I remember, like we sat there with him and he explained the game to us. And then I just remember loving it. And we would go to games. I think we went to our first game. I was probably 10 and it was a playoff game in Oakland. The Raiders were playing Houston. I'll never forget it. So that's where my love of football came in. And I remember too, then when, you know, fast forward to our sophomore year when we were cheerleaders, I would always have to stand up and look out on the field like, okay, are we on offense or defense? And I'm like, okay, girls, change the cheer. And I don't know that that you guys really knew the difference between offense and defense at the beginning, but you know, it was an opportunity to share my hobby passion with you guys. So,
right.
Kind of funny.
Well, and this is where the worlds interconnect in the sense of, so my gymnastics, you know, training came into our cheerleading that we did together. I was the one that, you know, went to the top of the pyramid and sometimes fell to the ground and did the splits and all those things. And then eventually we hung up our cheerleading uniforms and traded it for a clipboard so that we could be on the field and keeping stats. Now, if you had ever told me I was going to be counting tackles, I would have told you were nuts, but that's what we did because we had our ulterior motive because the stat girls got to ride the bus with the team, which was, you know, kind of what we were interested in hanging out.
And those were bus rides that I liked. I have to go back to some people gave me some crap about riding the bus. Yes, bus 8 was great, but the football bus was better.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's just one of those ways where those our interests, you know, came and converged really. And we had some great times and great memories. And But of course, you couldn't help remind me also how my gymnastics has stayed with me throughout my adult life when I'm having a good time after a few glasses of wine or what have you.
Yes, you Janine, it's what we all fondly call the crowd pleaser. When all of a sudden the splits are broken out into a dance floor or something or some crazy maneuver. I'm like, oh, there she goes.
Yep.
With her gymnastics all these years later. And we're just jealous that we can't do it.
I'm getting a little more afraid to bust that stuff out, but the yoga's, you know, keeping me flexible. So I think I can still maintain that and keep pleasing the crowds wherever we go. But you know, as we were talking about this and having our laughs, which is, you know, part of the reason we are doing this podcast was to enjoy each other and to remember and but also to reflect and overlay all of this with what's happening now. And what we really see in social media is the comparison culture, right? You see a picture on Instagram or somewhere and you think, oh, I want to look like that. I need to be like that. I need to go to that place. I need to pose like that. There's a lot of people trying to be the same. And
yes,
part of what we want to share and encourage too is that, you know, in a true friendship, you know, you get to be who you are and there's no need to be the same. There's no need to try to be clones of one another. That in fact, as those of us that are parenting and raising kids, you know, really trying to encourage that individuality, I think is really important because I think it's another trapping of just our current culture and society that we have to be careful not to get caught up in ourselves and also to help, you know, the young ones that we're influencing to also remember, hey, being different is good, you know, embrace who you are. And
that message seems to be coming out more and more that you don't have to be a clone of your friend. You know, there is huge benefits to being your own individual. And when you, you know, shine your inner light, that's what draws people to you because of your differences. So you don't all have to be exactly like each other.
We do have a disclaimer for anyone that knew us back then and may have witnessed the days, and it tended to be on what they called spirit days at our school when there were themes of dressing up for, you know, some sort of thing. And we tended to confer then because we wanted to kind of, you know, dress up the same and similarly. So we probably do have pictures. We may share one or two with you out there on social media when we would intentionally try to be exactly the same. And we, again, we're laughing about the tendency and need to do that. And I'm wondering, do kids even do that anymore? But I know they do still have those dress up spirit days, like wear your pajamas to school at Connor School. So who knows, you know? And we were saying, though, that those days were simpler in the 80s. You know, one of the things, though, you know, one of the trends at the time, for those of you who remember, who can forget Madonna, right? And we, like, people wanted to wear her, the lace and the leather
bracelets.
Yeah. And you know, that's part of growing up. You do that. The pop culture has a big influence on us in that way. But, you know, wanting to be unique and different isn't always what kids that age are trying to do and be. And I'm glad that we didn't let our differences really deter our friendship to blooming, to growing to where it came to be. Cause it could have been like, you know, cause in addition, right, to the gymnastics, I played softball, right? I had a lot of athletic kind of time that I was committed to practices, things that couldn't involve you as my friend. But, you know, I just don't think that didn't stand in our way. It allowed us, you know, to pursue our own paths, but yet still be close friends.
Well, you hit on it earlier, too, when you said, you know, even in marriages, you know, so I think about, you know, my husband and I, you know, he loves to fish and it's okay. Fishing's okay. I mean, I can go maybe once a year. Our sister-in-law and brother-in-law were here last Christmas and we did some shark fishing, which was super fun. And I thought, wow, we caught these little sharks. They were probably, I don't know, a couple feet long, but it was just a whole, you could see them, you cast the line and you can see them coming for the fish on the line. So that was really cool. And I never thought that I would really enjoy something like that. Mm-hmm. But that's one moment where we were, you know, really enjoying something together. But typically, you know, we have different interests. And I think that that's what keeps our relationship strong too, just knowing that I don't have to be with him or him have to be with me every moment of every day. Like, we enjoy outside interests, which makes our time together, you know, more valuable.
Right, right. Yeah, 100%. And I know that that's been good for you and I in our friendship.
Sure.
So, I mean, and looking at back again, you know, kind of anchoring in our early years together, you know, life was simpler back then. And, you know, we would hang out and enjoy each other when we weren't doing our separate activities. But I mean, it didn't require a lot of coordination and activity. I mean, we were just hang out together and sure, things were simple. And that got us also talking about how much simpler things were then and how much less pressure we felt. And both of us raising boys now in this generation, seeing kind of some of the pressures on just, you know, how you ask a girl to a dance or how do you ask a friend to a dance.
Right.
That, you know, that things have really gotten complex and
everything feels extra.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, hey, do you want to go to the prom with me? Mm-hmm. It's this whole promposal. I remember the first time I heard that, I'm like, what the heck even is that? I mean, just talk about pressure for a boy just to ask a girl, which might already make them nervous. Now you have to come up with some grand, fun, exciting theme.
Right.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, back in, if we go back to middle school, that there was, nobody was asking anybody because everybody was, boys were afraid to talk to girls. So
right.
We were, you know, thinking about our first dance that we had in seventh grade. And I loved, you know, what you were sharing about the visual that you remember, you know, in terms of getting into the gymnasium and, you know, what is your memory of that?
Well, it's funny, like you really try to dig deep and think, okay, something's going to come back. But I just remember the gymnasium dark, right? All the boys lined up on one side, all the girls lined up on the other side. And we were terrified. We were absolutely terrified. And I feel like there was maybe an eighth grader there that was trying to get the boys and the girls to dance. And then, you know, you loosened up, but initially it was just, you know, maybe it's just a teenage rite of passage.
Yeah.
But just to look back and think, oh my gosh, we were just so terrified.
Well, and I think, you know, that's when you learned, and this is one of the things that carries on today, right? Like how much fun it is just to dance with your friends, right?
Sure.
And the safety of like getting out there in a group of girlfriends or just friends and dancing. And I think, you know, once, and we don't remember like who was the first person to take the dance
floor, sure.
Have that kind of brave moment or whatever. And, you know, really how much went into the time and effort before we got there, right. You know, picking out our dresses and, you know, getting our, you know, our hair done or trying to do, I mean, back then, no one got their hair done by somebody else. You did your own hair. You did your own makeup if you were allowed to wear it. A lot of us had to sneak it, right? We weren't allowed to wear makeup and, you know, we're putting
the sneaking
it on.
Of makeup.
Yeah.
In junior high.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
yes.
I got in trouble for like, I would meet a friend, not you, you were innocent, you know, who had eyeliner and back then we used to like light a match and burn the end of it to make it dark. I can't believe we didn't burn our eyeball putting it on there and then smudging it on. And when my mom found out I was doing that, you know, I was basically told I couldn't hang out with this other person anymore because of that. Now I think that would be a very small minor infraction that, you know, probably wouldn't even, a parent wouldn't blink an eye, but it was a big deal.
That's
back
funny.
Then.
And
those were all those moments of trying to push our boundaries, right? That's the kid, you know, kids are at that age are trying to exercise some independence. And of course, you know, they think they know it all. We certainly thought we knew a lot.
We thought we were so clever.
Yes. And you know, you come to find out later that your parents knew pretty much everything that was going on. Right. And I remember being shocked, like, what? You did? You knew I snuck out of the house or, you know, and they're like, yeah, we knew.
One of the funniest stories, maybe growing up in a small town, is I remember your mom would play tennis on Saturday mornings with all the other moms. And by the time she got back to the house, she already knew all of the shenanigans that had happened the night before. We're like, how the heck does she know all of that? Well, because all of the moms are like, you know what so-and-so did or where so-and-so was. So the trappings of a small town.
Well, but even so, I live in a large area in the sense of the county's a large, Orange County is a large county, but I can't believe how the town I live in feels like a small town. And I found myself doing the same thing though. Like you tap into that mom circle and now I had the in to what my son was up to as well. So, and that's kind of, we're going to talk about that in our next episode, these different types of friendships that you have and form. And some are maybe almost temporary in a way, like they might not endure the longevity of your life, but they kind of serve a purpose at a point in time. And some of those school mom friends that we've made, you know, kind of fit a particular purpose. And some of them we will keep, right? But not all friendships are meant to endure. And so we're going to talk about that more in our next episode. But one of the things that we, you know, we're talking about too, is in terms of like our dances and the rites of passage and getting ready was we had a laugh around me learning how to shave my legs. And so for the listeners that don't know me, you might be able to tell by my last name Lombardi that I'm Italian and I'm 100% Italian. Which means the hair on my legs as a young girl was dark and long and I couldn't wait to shave it. But again, back then there were rules, like you didn't get your ears pierced till you were 13. You didn't do certain things until certain ages. And so there was a time frame for when I was going to be allowed to do that. And when that moment finally came, when I was getting ready to go into middle school, we were in our summer place up in Clear Lake where we would go boating and Katie, you were there lots of times with me.
Yep, sure was.
We were crammed. So my mom gets like the shaving cream and the razor. And my sisters, I have a younger sister, she's there. And several friends, there's like five people packed into a small bathroom. And for whatever reason, I'm not in a shower. I'm standing there with my foot on the toilet. And everybody's like over me trying to watch me and I'm slowly doing it. And I just remember it was like such an important moment in my life. Like I thought I am grown up now. And I was so happy with my nicely clean shaven legs.
You know? I'm sort of feeling like the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, how the family was always hovering, like all of the aunts and everybody like, what's happening? What's she doing?
If somebody had known to tell me to put Windex on my pimples, they would have told me that too.
Very true.
So so many of those moments that, you know, we were able to share and in all cases, we weren't maybe together, but you know, you were the first person I would call and tell, or, you know, we definitely always looped each other in, even in key moments that we weren't together. And certainly, unless you're living with somebody all the time, you know, there's lots of those moments as well. And that was one that was really memorable for me.
Well, and in talking just now about this venture for us, this podcasting, we've been wanting to do something together for some time. We just really didn't know what it is. And so for people out there that have best friends or are looking to form some new venture with a friend, I say just find something that you both enjoy doing together. You know, there's start a podcast like we are, you know, do a blog together. If you both like to bake, maybe you start a bakery or you do bake sales for your kids' school or, you know, do an Etsy shop if you make jewelry. I mean, there's so many things that people, you know, friends can do together. And it's very enriching. I have found this experience. Again, like we're learning things about each other that we didn't know, and we've been friends for so many years, and it really is very fulfilling for us. And so I'm thinking about our listeners with your friends, just find a common thread or something that you both can do together and share in together. It's very valuable. It brings more value to your friendship, which is our goal.
I have a great example of that as a good friend of mine. When we worked together in our corporate jobs, and when she left, She opened up her own clothing boutique, and initially her employees were her friends. They were, all of their kids had kind of grown and were starting to be away at college. And so they had time on their hands, and those friendships that she had with them really, you know, grew as they then worked together. And we're not saying you have to start a business with somebody, but, it could be that it's important to you and a friend to exercise. So you have that standing date to walk every Friday afternoon or around your neighborhood or whatever it is to enhance and give cause to draw you together so that you can connect and you can talk and you can listen and be there for each other in ways that, can come out as you're doing whatever activity it is that you're doing together.
For our male listeners, we do have some male listeners. So maybe you build something together. Maybe you go fishing together, have a fishing tournament. I mean, my husband does fishing tournaments now with his buddies, and that's a great thing for them to do. So,
well, and the whole craft beer craze is a thing too, right here. John loves all the craft beers, and you can go and make your own barrel of beer or whatever it is that they make when they make beer. So, but it's the idea of coming to, and for guys, I think a natural one more so for men than women is sports, right?
They will come
and watch game and they really will, kind of connect at over the things like that, that they have in common. Kind of in wrapping up today, and just so our listeners know, we always have this, like all these things we want to talk about. And so a lot of times we're gonna have to hold them over till next time. And so we are excited to bring you the next episode where we're gonna look about more in depth about the types of friends that we have over our lifetimes, the different types we have and the purposes that they serve, how nurturing those different types of friendships might be different. But as we kind of conclude today, we want to remind you, we were thinking about the Breakfast Club movie in relation to the topic today about, embracing differences and in friendship. And, that movie is the epitome of that, where you have these kids who are so very different that, all get in trouble and are in detention together. And, by the end, they figured out how to really see and respect each other's differences and leverage them to help with their common goal of getting out of detention kind of thing. And
well, I think they looked past the initial judgment of who they were. They would label someone, oh, that's the jock, or she's the weirdo, and he's the thug or whatever. And then they realized, wow, you dig past that and you find they're a person just like me, and they have these fears and just like I do. So that's a great movie to showcase. Maybe we'll have to watch it again before our next episode.
We could do that together. There's some way now that you can watch a movie and be chatting
We'll have to figure that out.
Our kids will have to show us, but I know it's possible. So we hope that you guys will come back for another episode of Girls Just Want to Tell Stories. You can find us where you find all your favorite podcasts. We are now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and we've got more services picking us up all the time. And we are out there on Facebook, and soon we'll be out there on YouTube. So we hope you'll listen and you'll share with your friends our podcast as well. And, until next time, we hope that if there is someone you've been hoping to connect with, that we have inspired you today to reach out and pick up the phone and be a friend.
Great. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening.